producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fixed bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I'm going to break down all the documents. I did a lot of it here, but I'm going to neurotically just give you whistleblowers, documents, all the horrible things, the cancer viruses, the troops dying from the smallpox and anthrax shots. That's all coming up tonight, Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central. And who's hosting the main news tonight? Leanne McAdoo, but I'll be on the show with her. Dave, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
How you doing there, Al?
Doing all right, brother.
I just wanted to ask you a few questions. The Super Bowl ads, do you think they were set up for Hillary? And also, do you think that all the gold we used to have in the Federal Reserve has been given to the World Bank? And then everything that's going on in the Middle East, you think that ISIS is selling the oil to Saudi, which is helping bring down the price of oil? And do you also think, since the king is gone, do you think, since they have this other guy in, do you think that World Bank is trying to take everything underneath of them and back it with our gold, the European gold, and instead of the petrodollar, be the petro SDR.
Dave, I think you should host the show. I mean, I think all of that is accurate, and I agree with you, and we know the Saudis are getting some of the oil, as if the West couldn't block bank accounts or shut that down. I mean, they've empowered them to do this. But I forgot your first question. What was your first one?
Do you think all the ads that were going on?
Oh, absolutely. It's all part of that agenda. Like, vote for her because she's a woman. Even though she's a big fat liar and a criminal and does all this horrible stuff, you know, vote for women, a leap forward for women. By every metric, you know, women and men are just being enslaved. And so don't vote for somebody because of what they stand for. Vote for them because they're black or they're white or they're a woman. No. I'd vote for a black woman right now if she sounded like Ron Paul. I don't care. I'd love it. But I'm not going to vote for a woman or a black guy if they, you know, act like Mao Zedong or something. And, you know, it just comes down to what they stand for. And it's sick. But, yes, this is all part of this agenda that men have done something wrong. Men have to be kept in line. Men are bad people. Thank you, Dave. Great points. Weren't really questions. It was a great point in the form of a question. Alan in Ohio, thank you for holding.
Hi, Alex. I recently went to the doctor and got my flu shot. A few hours later, my feet went numb, and a week later, I got the flu.
Yep. So you got a little Guillain-Barré. Well, at least you're not like a lot of folks and end up getting paralyzed and then dying.
And the doctor said it was a bad batch. Do you think it was a bad batch or?
They always just say that. I mean, you have a better doctor to admit it was a vaccine. But, yeah, you got a bad batch. Kind of like, you know, if you bought some cigarettes and got lung cancer, it must have been a bad batch. No, they're all bad. These companies are bad, the big vaccine makers. There are limited runs done by select specialty companies that license it from the big guys. And you can get what they think are safer vaccines that the elites take. The elites all over the world do not take the vaccines we take. And I would love access to them. I would still do a cost-benefit analysis. There's still some problems. But it's not the vaccines we're dodging, folks. It's what they're adding to them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, now I would take a vaccine if my life depended on it after that.
In fact, guys, for the special report, find me the articles about the, quote, special vaccines the elite get. Thank you. I want to show that Monsanto has, you know, its own cafeterias that don't have GMO in them. And then it's in the news today that 90-something% of Monsanto shareholders voted against, in a study, voted against labeling. I mean, it's just crazy. Look at this. Obama wants more money for military spy satellites, lasers, and space fence. But meanwhile, Obama puts limited restrictions on NSA spying. Yeah, and he gave you free health care, too, right? All right, I'm sorry I'm out of time for Joseph and Anthony. If you call me back tomorrow and tell them you were on hold, we'll put you to the head of the line. God bless you. Pretty powerful broadcast today. I think I got mad, so now I'm exhausted. But we'll see how it all turns out on the Nightly News this evening, 7 o'clock Central. I don't claim to have all the answers, but I know this, folks. We got criminals running the show. They're trying to mop up opposition. It's time to stand up and open a can of whoop-ass on them politically.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As a community moves towards despotism, respect is restricted to fewer people.
That's veteran Denver police officer Charles Jones IV smashing an unarmed suspect in the face 6 times.
Officers accused of using excessive force on a suspect in the trying to erase the evidence.
I'm observing what they're doing in their own. I don't understand what's going on.
A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people.
Does it raise ethical questions about the use of government money to produce stories about the government that wind up being aired with no disclosure that they were produced by the government?
How can you ask such a question?
What difference at this point does it make?
When a competent observer looks for signs of despotism in a community, he looks beyond fine words and noble phrases.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions.
What I say goes, see? I'm the law around here.
He saw, he died.
stress of modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons.
We just have to be repetitive about this. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
We are trained to deceive if we have to. You really don't have to trust me. You shouldn't trust me. In fact, by my actually participating in that, I will taint the news.
In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance.
The nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
We're going to do everything we can to help you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this Tuesday, the third day of February, 2015, Global Transmission. Investigative journalist Greg Palast of the London Guardian and the BBC will be joining us, former top federal fraud investigator, to discuss how elites destabilize countries, including trying to create civil unrest, like you've seen them trying to do here in the United States, Ukraine, Greece, and other areas. We have a huge broadcast lined up today, but the first thing I'm going to do is go directly to the measles, mumps, rubella insert by Merck & Co., Inc. This is the most popularly used vaccine in the United States. This is given to children every 2 years on average in the United States. Now, this isn't the fact sheet or the baloney sheet or the Bravo Sierra paper that they'll hand you at the major pharmacies when you ask about them. They'll say safe and effective. They'll have news articles saying no side effects. Ladies and gentlemen, the entire back and most of the front is the side effects. Okay? It would take me hours to go over all this, but we're going to cover some of them, including an entire column of death. It says it gives you acute pancreatitis, and then afterwards you get diabetes. Now, I talked to medical doctors, and I've talked to medical doctors at the major children's center here in Austin. I'll just leave it at that. And they said, no, definitely, we are now noticing when we give kids their third round of shots at 18 months, a lot of times they then crash, go into a coma in a week, and they've got diabetes, and then they say it's type 1, they claim it's genetic, when the kids all come down with it. Well, it's not genetic. You fried their pancreas. It says it will eat your pancreas in this sheet. Do you understand how frustrating this is? If the average person would just read this like they'd read fantasy football publications, our problems would be over immediately. I mean, do you have any idea how angry I am right now? I mean, this is pointless, okay? You can go to Infowars.com, and we're going to have an article out this afternoon that links to Merck's own website so you can find this. But anybody can get the Merck & Co. Measles, Mumps, Rubella insert that comes with the bottle. Now, again, you don't ever go out and get a vaccine bottle yourself. You go and they pull some out of it and inject you. Please demand this when you go to Walgreens or Costco or Walmart or CVS. Demand this. They'll look at you like you're a two-headed jet pilot from Pluto. Because just like if you ask for the vaccine waiver at school, they'll tell you there is no such thing, Mr. Jones or Mrs. Johnson or Mrs. Ramirez or Mr. Chu. And you say, yeah, it's in your drawer right there. By law, you're supposed to give it to me. And they'll say, no, it's not. And then you will be face-to-face with a massive criminal conspiracy. Now, that said, everybody's favorite little non-threatening cutie pie, Megyn Kelly. Fox News puts out a lot of good info on fake global warming, things like that, but only enough to keep their audience. Rupert Murdoch has admitted that in press releases, video press releases we've played here with his top executives going. Yes, Fox News does a little bit of that, but we balance it out with our other entertainment lines, with a unified message that global warming's real and carbon taxes are needed. And then they play in the video promo we played many times dozens and dozens of clips from cartoons and movies and TV shows put out by News Corp promoting global government carbon taxes. I've got a clip of Megyn Kelly saying, having kids is what's making the earth sick. We need to restrict having kids. That's Megyn Kelly again reading off a teleprompter. That's in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, when she was just a newsreader at Fox News. People having kids, making the planet worse, making it sick. Megyn Kelly got a clip of that in Endgame 2007. She has come out and said that everybody needs to vaccinate their kids. And Obama is saying it, and they've got Terry Bradshaw on the news saying it. They've got all the usual suspects out there who I'll bet you my bottom dollar. I don't know doctors that take vaccines. I don't know most nurses that take vaccines. And I don't know rich people that take them. They laugh at you when you say, do you take them? In fact, Dr. Oz famously has a conscience. And Dr. Oz came out and he said, listen, get your kids vaccinated. But by the way, I don't vaccinate mine. My wife won't let me. So it's like when I had that state attorney on, the attorney general's office from Maryland. It's got to be like 10 years ago. And they were announcing on the news, it's the law, it's the law, you got to take vaccines. It was a big national news story, a big hoax that went on for like a week. And then it showed thousands of mainly black people lined up at the courthouse crying, saying, I don't want to take them. They made my brother sick, stuff like that. I would get some of the families on. They had SWAT teams and dogs out there. And I get the state attorney on the day after they did it. And he goes, and I go, you know, there's a waiver. It's not even a law, but you got to give them a waiver. And he goes, you ought to be a lawyer, Mr. Jones. We had those waivers at the judge's desk. And if somebody asked for them, we'd give it to them. But I said, but nobody knew. And he said, you're right. He started laughing, going, man, you're smart. You ought to join the government. Like, I was smart, so I should join him in screwing people over. And I said, man, I see what you're doing is criminal, keeping this knowledge from people. And I said, let me ask you a question. You vaccinate your children? He said, absolutely not. And he was black, and he was laughing about all these poor black people who might be poor, but they're smarter than the average white yuppie. They don't want to take the shots. They're not stupid, folks. They've already heard about all the secret testing on black people. They're like, I don't think so. By the way, all the studies, fluoride has a double effect on Africans. Lowers a white person's IQ around 10 points to drink it 2 years. Black people, you might as well give them a lobotomy. And it's a blood-brain barrier issue. It's very, very sad. Fluoride's a lot worse for boys. And then it's black males? Oh, my goodness. Might as well be a death sentence, ladies and gentlemen. Why do you think so many boys get screwed up from the vaccines? We aren't as strong as girls. Boys are more high performance, but we can't take insults like women can. Gunshot wounds, you name it, women are tougher when it comes to surviving. And our men are under massive attack, ladies and gentlemen. But let me just get to the actual Merck document here when we come back from break. But first, let's play Obama saying, just get your vaccine. It's been proven to be safe, when they know there's a multi-billion dollar secret court, the Vaccine Damage Fund, that covers all this up and gags people so they can't warn others. Let's go ahead and go to that clip of Obama.
Do you feel there should be a requirement that parents get their kids vaccinated?
Measles is preventable. I understand that there are families that in some cases are concerned about the effect of vaccinations. The science is, you know, pretty indisputable. We've looked at this again and again. There is every reason to get vaccinated. There aren't reasons to not get vaccinated.
Are you telling parents you should get your kids vaccinated?
You should get your kids vaccinated. It's good for them, but we should be able to get back to the point where measles effectively is not existing
okay.
In this country.
When we come back, I'm going to show you not once, not twice, three times in the Merck insert for the MMR shot, measles shot, mumps and rubella, where it says it will give you measles, including an acute type that will kill you. And then I've got articles right here with mainstream links admitting that the big measles outbreak in California 2 years ago was of vaccinated people. They're spreading measles. I'm going to say it again. They're spreading measles. And if you're not a TV viewer, if you're a radio listener, it's important to go to Infowars.com/show. And this show will re-air 24 hours a day after the live broadcast. You can tell your friends and family to tune in at, you know, 2:20 Central when the first hour is being re-aired, and they can see this Merck insert. Call them up and say, I bet you $100 that the measles, mumps, rubella shot says it gives you the measles, can give you the measles, and says it can kill you. They're going to say, that's not true, safe and effective, and you're going to win $100. Your slack-jawed neighbor or whoever is going to think you're an idiot. They're going to bet you the money, and you know what? They're going to owe you a big steak dinner. I'm telling you. Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, the tape cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire, this winter season it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips. Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
So Obama. Pharma tells you, get your vaccines. They've gone from a few dozen to now over 100 they want to force kids to take. And now I've got news articles here in front of me from AP, you name it, where they're saying, hey, let's compare it to drunk drivers who, quote, pose an imminent danger to others because they won't take the shots. Their children are little walking time bombs, basically take their children away from them. The deadly consequences of failing to vaccinate. And they're saying that we're going to make the vaccinated sick when they're the ones actually spreading it. We know the flu shot ends up creating the flu. It's on record. We know the measles shot is creating measles. We know that the polio vaccine in Africa and Asia, in India alone a few years ago, 64,000 kids got paralyzed. Several thousand died after getting it. And they call it, oh, they're paralyzed now. We don't call it polio. It is polio. And now we've got Megyn Kelly saying, take your shots. They're moving towards forced inoculations. Now, if you're a TV viewer, I'm going to go over this for everybody. Merck & Co., White House Station, New Jersey, 08889 USA. This is the paper insert by law out of a measles, mumps, rubella shot that Rob Dew went and asked for at Walgreens and got. Okay? The news director got this last week. This is the actual insert right here. Your radio listener, Infowars.com/show to find the free feed. Let's just look down here in the right-hand corner where the adverse reactions start and basically then goes through on to the other page. Okay? Now, this is where the adverse reactions area begins. The following adverse reactions are listed in decreasing order of severity without regard to casualty within each order of severity in the body system category and have been reported during the clinical trials with use of the marketed vaccine or with use of other vaccines containing measles, mumps, and rubella. Body as a whole, pancreatitis. Oh, that's always nice to have pancreatitis. And then you get diabetes. I'm going to get to that in a minute. Atypical measles, fever, headache, dizziness, malaise, irritability. Now, understand, this is where adverse reactions begins, in the corner of the front page. You flip it over. Oh, look at the whole back here. Oh, my goodness, an entire back page of what it does to you, including death. Look right here. Death from various, and in some cases, look right here. Digestive system, pancreatitis, diarrhea, vomiting, and it just goes on. Endocrine system, diabetes, see, because it destroys your pancreas. And they say, oh, it's genetic. You know, a week after you get the shot, your kids, it's pancreatitis, their pancreas is gone. Now they're a diabetic. They tell you, oh, it's type 1, it's genetic. No, they just ate your child's pancreas. They fried it. Had an autoimmune response. So does the brain. That's why your kid has a convulsion. They have blood in the brain. Then they do a CAT scan. There's blood. Oh, you beat your child. They're going to take your child. No, they did it. And it gets into all of the different things it can do to your brain. I mean, you really should go read this. There's just hundreds of them. Look at this. Death. Vaccination with measles, mumps, and rubella vaccinations. And then it goes on to break down death there. And there's a lot of other areas. Let's look down here in the corner, though. This is really important. Stevens-Johnson syndrome. I can't even read most of this. Measles-like rash. And then it goes into swelling and the rest of it. It goes into neurological disorders. So there you go. This can cause measles. And you can pull it up. And we've got some of the articles here that we'll get to after the break, where they admit that outbreaks have been from the measles. That's where local news, though, goes and investigates, finds out, and just admits in a footnote, by the way, these were vaccinated people. It's believed that they got measles from it. Just like it's come out that the Disney workers were vaccinated, and then now they're spreading measles. Just like somebody gets a flu shot in your family, and suddenly everybody gets really bad flu. Let's go out to break with Megyn Kelly. Here's Megyn Kelly saying, get your shots.
I said was that there has to be a balance, and it depends on what the vaccine is, what the disease type is, and all the rest. And so I didn't say I'm leaving people the option. What I'm saying is that you have to have that balance in considering parental concerns.
That's Chris Christie. We've got another clip when we come back with Megyn Kelly, where she's saying, get your shots. But I will say this about Chris Christie. I actually like him saying there are parental concerns. It needs to be balanced. I bet money he's got somebody in his family brain damage from it. A lot of members of Congress, you know, whose grandsons don't talk after they get the shots, so they, a lot of folks in Congress speaking out as well. And this has hurt a lot of people. That's why the cover-up is falling apart. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Now, we only played part of that clip going out to break, but you can see the full 2.5 minute clip up on InfoWars.com. Fox host on mandatory vaccines, quote, some things require Big Brother. Paul and Christy slam for saying parents should have choice. Well, yeah, we're going to set a precedent where a government caught in thousands of secret lethal tests will be able to force whatever they want into our bodies when they've given the vaccine makers total liability protection in a secret federal court set up in the 1970s. And they play this game of saying that there's no danger, there's no problem. they do the same thing saying Obamacare doesn't have hidden taxes in it. And now they're starting. Or there's no death panels when they're in the bill and now they're operating. Or there's no global government forming. Or there's no spy tech in your phone. They just play this game of lying to you. I just showed you from the Merck insert where it can give you diabetes, it can give you pancreatitis, it can give you all sorts of serious problems. It can give you measles, mumps, and rubella. This is a triple jab. It has three different things in it. It goes on to say, it indicates in research significant central nervous system reactions such as encephalitis, and it just goes on, occurring within 30 days after vaccinations. And it lists neurological problems in the brain. I mean, it's right here. But when your child has that convulsion, pray they have that brain-damaging convulsion at the hospital or at the clinic, which most of them don't. They usually have them a few hours after. They're out playing the yard. They drop dead sometimes. Or they have the convulsion. Blood runs out their nose. You call the ambulance. Cops pull up. They see a child with their eyes bugging out with a blood on the brain. The paramedics say that they've got blood on the brain. And they say, Mr. Jones or Mrs. Johnson, going to need to go ahead and take you in for questioning. They put handcuffs on you. Because no one's going to say the medical dictatorship did anything wrong. Doesn't matter. It's right here. Now, that said, it's so well known by the police now, because they were compartmentalized, that the shaken baby and all of this is really vaccines, that they now ask, was your child just vaccinated? And then no one apologizes that your kid's brain damaged or dead. They at least don't indict you. They at least don't indict you. So when you talk about tyranny, that's a horrible tyranny carried out by the government, but it's done by the hospitals and by the power structure, not by the police. But when the police take part in it, they become accomplices to the crime. And they don't want brain-damaged children. So instead of just calling them criminals and calling them murderers, let's just educate them. And I found that they then understand the truth. Again, I want to win this war against the New World Order, not die in a civil war. I want to fix things, not just hate everybody. The average doctor knows that vaccines can do this, but they'll say, well, we know there's problems, but it outweighs the problems, the benefits. That's the new lie when the numbers don't even show that. Hygiene by the 20s and 30s and indoor plumbing is when all these diseases plummeted, and then vaccines came in. And then if you look at most of the graphs, the decline slowed and actually went up in some regions of the U.S., Australia, and other areas. Never went back up to pre-industrialization levels. But it bounced back up some. I mean, these are facts. There's an excellent article from naturalnews.com. The 21 points to ask about vaccines. I say that because the printer cut off the actual headline. And it's an excellent article. We'll just put it on screen. I'll give you the actual headline. What should you or should your child avoid getting Verivax? And this is a whole big, thick article, 25 pages of the drug inserts from the vaccines. And it says, do not take aspirin containing products for 6 weeks after getting it. It is rare but possible that once you have the vaccine, you can spread the chickenpox virus to others. And then it goes on. Whenever possible, try to avoid contact with certain groups of people for up to 6 weeks after receiving the vaccine. So they give the Disney workers MMR, chickenpox shots, you name it. They send them in, and then they don't tell you it can spread it. Here is a popular influenza virus vaccine, Fluvial. And it goes on to say that there have been no controlled trials adequately demonstrating a decrease in influenza disease after vaccination. And then it goes on to say that mothers that take Gardasil shouldn't breastfeed their babies because they can give them respiratory illness. And then it just basically goes on to admit that it can cause all sorts of other problems. It's just 25 pages of vaccines basically giving you exactly what they claim that they're fighting. Now, I'm going to do a whole special report on the nightly news tonight condensing all of this down. But let's go ahead and go to the Megyn Kelly clip where she's attacking Rand Paul, Ron Paul by extension, and Chris Christie because they're saying, yeah, it's not a law. You got to take vaccines. They're not joining the bandwagon lying and saying that it's the law. It's a big litmus test for me. Rick Perry famously 8-9 years ago said it's the law to take Merck's Gardasil. And tens of thousands of women and men took their daughters in, their 11 and 12-year-olds, to get it. It doesn't protect you from HPV. The insert says it. It can end up giving you HPV. It can cause autoimmune disorders, and it kills a lot of people. It's banned in Australia. It's banned in Japan. It's banned in India. And Rick Perry did reverse himself and called HPV vaccine mandate a mistake. Well, it was a lie, Governor. But they run this hoax. It's the law. No, there is no law. And they all engage in this big conspiracy because they think it's the right thing to do. And then once it starts killing people, they can never admit, oh, my gosh, this is a eugenics program. This is a mass public testing program. No, no, no. There's no admissions of that. It's just make fun of anybody that talks about it and say that we're going to make everybody sick. That's all over the news now. You're going to make me sick. You take a vaccine. In fact, I hardly ever get confronted by people that don't like me. 10, 15 years ago, it happened routinely. The tide's turned. People know that we're really covering real issues and that we were trailblazers. But let me tell you the one group now that gets in my face. Before, it'd be somebody rolling down their window or on their motorcycle going, oh, are black helicopters going to get me? That doesn't happen. People will walk up to me in restaurants or at the shopping mall or the grocery store. And they'll say, you, Mr. Jones, are endangering the public not getting vaccines, and you should be put in jail. And I'll say that on camera, and I'll pull my phone out, and they'll run off. I mean, sometimes they get hopping mad and are pumped up in the grocery store, and I'll see somebody looking at me when I'm in the, you know, veggie aisle, and I'm, excuse me? And they're like, yeah, don't think we don't know what you're doing in the medical crisis. Tell people not to get shots. You're going to kill a lot of people. You're going to infect people like me. And I'm just like, but you take the shot. Well, I thought you were protected, bozo. And when I don't back down to them, then they usually just get mad and run off. But they're out there. In fact, I bet money I can say the phones are only open. In fact, I wasn't going to take calls this hour, but they're only open if you disagree and you think that I should be arrested like a drunk driver endangering the public or that we should be forcibly inoculated. David Knight was sitting in Friday and somebody called in saying that. I'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And I'm not debating the science of vaccines. I'm not debating that you can get learned immunity artificially and that for 500 years they would take the pus of someone that already had smallpox. And that you would want to get it while you were healthy instead of when you were sick so it wouldn't kill you. And you would go and infect yourself or infect your children knowing it could still kill them, but that statistically it was safer to do it and to get sick when you weren't lowered immune system. You usually get stuff like this when you're already sick, already compromised. So you want to get in the fight when you're awake, healthy, and know it's coming down, not when you're asleep, is the analogy. I get it. But you add the West secret testing, not just in Nazi Germany, but the U.S. made the Nazis look tame when it came to secret testing, or Britain, or all these other countries caught doing lethal testing. I mean, do I have to mention Tuskegee and the rest of it again? And that's the tip of the iceberg. Again, I mentioned Tuskegee because everybody knows about Tuskegee injecting black people for 47 years with syphilis and then having them spread it to the black community nationwide. And now with computer models, they've traced most of the major syphilis outbreaks from the 30s right through to the 70s with those programs. Our government spread HIV in the late 70s in hepatitis shots in New York. That's been partially declassified. Why'd they use gay men? Because they were seen as a good vector, having unprotected sex with hundreds of partners a year. A vector. Then they make a whole cause celeb out of the fact that you have HIV. Like they have a cause celeb now about having breast cancer. It becomes this big pageant about, oh, they have breast cancer. They have HIV. Go give them money. Find a cure. Not find out why they got it. Everyone's getting neurological disorders now. Join a help group. It's fun. So they put into this whole process of, oh, you know, we give the wounded warriors with the head injuries help. We don't not send them to these illegal wars. We just give them the care they need when they get back, which they actually don't give them. They put them on secret death panels, but that's okay. See, they all put it into a sick process. So let's go to Megyn Kelly and O'Reilly criticizing Rand Paul, criticizing Chris Christie. And I got to say, it's the only endearing thing about Chris Christie is that he has always said vaccines are not the law and you should read the insert. And I haven't had a chance to talk to Chris Christie. I can't stand him. Anti-gun, open borders guy. But I'll bet you a bottom dollar he's got family hurt by vaccines. My mother almost got killed by a flu shot. My uncle almost died from a tetanus shot. See, there's growing numbers of people that don't want them because they've been through it. Everybody I run into that's got an autistic son, I say, hey, when did this happen? At 18 months, we got him his third round of shots. He had a convulsion in the car. I'll be sitting in a hot tub, you know, at some hotel with my kids, and there's an autistic kid there. And I go, oh, hi, how you doing? I go, hi. Wow, tell me about your son. Oh, well, he's autistic. When did that happen? Well, he was doing great till 18 months. He got that third round of shots, and he didn't talk that next morning. He didn't get up, and he was in a coma for a week. When he came out of the coma, he's been like this ever since. He's not bothering you, is he? I'm sorry. And the kid's going, bing-dong-bingy, bing-dong-binga, bing-dong-binga. I mean, no, it doesn't bother me. It makes me want to cry. I was in a medical clinic getting my leg looked at a few months ago, and I went through in the wrong waiting room, and it was just a whole room of kids cussing and screaming and going, and you know, and cuss words, and it was just a room full of autistic kids. Boom, you open the door, major op. I mean, just annihilated kids. The Nazis lined people up and just shot them and threw them in a pit. This system, you get to take care of somebody for 30, 40 years. That becomes a grown 6'4" man who wears diapers and screams, I hate you, Dad, over and over and over again. I know a major director who has a son who's autistic. And you'll be on the phone with him, and you'll just hear rambling in the background, F you, Dad, 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 just over and over and over again. Another gift from the loving government. And we know, you go get the shot, this happens. It says it in the inserts. And they go, oh, it's a hoax, not linked to autism. It says neurological disorders. It says narcolepsy. It says epilepsy. It says it. It says it. It says it. So go ahead and get your 18-month-old daughter, because it hits girls just as bad as boys in the pancreas. Go ahead and go get your vaccine. And then in a couple weeks, it's going to take a month, like it says here, suddenly your child's passing out. You get them to the hospital. They're going to have type 1 diabetes. They're going to be dying, drowning in sugar. And then they're going to tell you, oh, it's genetic, covering their butts. Because that's the whole cover story. But it's okay because the cute little Pomeranian of the airwaves, Megyn Kelly, says, just we need Big Brother to surveil people. We need to just come on. Joining Obama in the chorus, just take your shots. Just take your shots. Just do it. Let's go to that clip.
This is going to be the next big question for all these presidential candidates, how they feel about mandatory vaccines,
right?
Because of the outbreak that we've seen of measles in this country, a disease that we have a vaccine for. I mean, you will not get the measles if you get the vaccine.
It's like 15% of kids don't get vaccinated because their parents don't believe in it or whatever. But
if they lose this war, they lose everything. Now, Rob did the report last week. I'm going to do an even more expanded one tonight. We're going to show you the articles, the clips where they admit that vaccines are causing the measles. But I just showed you the insert. She said, if you get the shot, you're protected. Obama said the same line. They say, take the flu shot, you're protected. The flu shots never worked. Not one time. That's a fact. But they sit up there with their con game going, you can keep your doctor. Obamacare for the price of a phone bill. Raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit. There's no side effects. There's no problems. You take this, you won't get the measles. And she's lying and going, who are these people that are against forced vaccines? They're acting like it's the law. See the con game? They, Bill O'Reilly and Megyn Kelly are preying on you. And Megyn, I'm going to tell you something. God's going to hurt you bad. Not me. I'm not putting a curse out on you. I'm telling you, this stuff comes back on you. Bill O'Reilly and Megyn Kelly, you guys are smart. You've been sent the literature. I know for a fact people that know, both of you. You know all of this. Bill O'Reilly was anti-vaccine 25 years ago on hard copy. He's really smart. Was it extra? You guys know what you're doing, and the kids are on you. As far as I'm concerned, you're both aiding and abetting murderers. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to come back on you. It's going to come back on you. You're going to pay, and your family's going to pay. God's going to hurt you bad. God, you better get some God-fearing right now, and you better repent right now. So you're aborting kids and torturing them right now with this stuff. Let's hear this witch one more time.
This is going to be the next big question for all these presidential candidates, how they feel about mandatory vaccines
right. Because
of the outbreak that we've seen of measles in this country, a disease that we have a vaccine for. I mean, you will not get the measles if you get the vaccine.
Right. It's like 13% of kids don't get vaccinated because their parents don't believe in it or whatever.
But in defense of those who have not vaccinated their children, they were given bad information years ago by a UK study that came out in 1998.
Good information.
But now there's good information.
Right.
So. But even in defense of Christie and President Obama, both of whom came out and made somewhat anti or pro-vaccine statements today, they had made sort of more moderated statements 5 years ago. No, but let me say this. 5 years ago, the science wasn't even...
Folks, they run that hoax about Dr. Wakefield. It's been proven.
When an emergency happens, you could be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there is a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. And it's powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported and is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the code SILVER2015 for 30% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Year after year, we watch the threat steadily increase. And now, this winter has been the worst on record when it comes to our immune systems and health. For more than 2 years, InfoWarsLife.com has been watching this crisis intensify. And Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Complex was our answer. Using a proprietary process that takes ancient proven herbs and combines them with modern science, this powerful and affordable formula contains more than 14 key herbs and extracts, including echinacea, ginger root, elderberry, golden seal root, a proprietary yin chio formula, and many, many more. I take it, and so does my family. It's made in the USA, gluten-free, alcohol-free, no artificial flavors or colors, and not tested on animals. Take advantage of this introductory offer for Ancient Defense. Normally $19.95, now only $14.95. That's 25% off. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139 to secure your Ancient Defense.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
here, back live. I know tens of millions of children, mainly boys, have been brain damaged by the vaccines alone. I know Dr. Wakefield. I know that his study has been confirmed by three others that the government did previous to his. He never recants it. He was never proven in fraud. They just said, oh, all the vaccine stuff's a fraud because Dr. Wakefield's been proven to be a fraud. Wakefield is suing that journal and that reporter that wrote that piece. You don't ever hear about that. Do you hear about the two Merck scientists who were in the FDA who went public? FDA whistleblowers expose vaccines and say that they faked the trials and covered up the damage. That came out last year and barely made it in mainstream news. Merck has some explaining to do over its MMR vaccine claims. Huffington Post. And then it's got the whistleblowers from the CDC, from the FDA, and from Merck. Merck's former doctor predicts that Gardasil will become the greatest medical scandal of all time. Impact Health News. So, see, they're in deep trouble. That's why you're hearing them go, it's a hoax. It never hurts you. There are no side effects. It's all lies. Really? Really, Bill O'Reilly? Really, Megyn Kelly? The MMR shot from Merck says it can kill you and give you diabetes and give you pancreatitis and give you neurological disorders. There's got to be. How many paragraphs of adverse reactions? I mean, it's got to be 20 paragraphs of these things. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Look at this. It has the barcode. It's with the drug. I mean, this is from Walgreens. This is it. Megan, stop lying to people. Come on, man. You want their deaths on your hands? I'm telling you, it's going to come back on Megyn Kelly and Bill O'Reilly. It'll be something like they'll take their kid to the hospital and the flesh-eating bacteria will eat them. I mean, I'm telling you, that's how God gets people like you. Repent now, okay? You know you're lying. For heaven's sake, stop it. I just feel a total connection to all these children, all these families, and I can't go to the movies. I can't go out without seeing autistic children. I have incredible empathy. I start getting tears in my eyes, and then I feel very aggressive. And you know what that's a normal activity. No, these medical tyrants, these Dr. Mengeles are doing this, and the average doctor is compartmentalized and won't admit the facts and lives in la-la land. And then doubles down and tells the news and tells the media and tells the public, oh, it's safe and effective. Yeah, there might be a few side effects if you really push them, but, you know, the benefits outweigh the cost. No, they don't. Because this is a social engineering program by design, like the fluoride, the GMO, all the social engineering, which they now admit. I have the White House science czar admitting fluoride is about social control. It's in Rise and Fall of the Third Reich that won a Pulitzer Prize that they were putting the stuff in the water. The Nazis got it from Stalin when they were allied before the war. Well, during the war, they split Poland together at first. I mean, I just guess I just know too much, like Gnarls Barkley says. Does that make me crazy? Wasn't I didn't know enough, I knew too much. Okay, fine, whatever. Just know you've been warned, and we've got a responsibility to warn others. If I was a father or a mother, I'd be pulling into a Walgreens today or a pharmacy, and I'd say, hey, I want the insert on the MMR shot. You offer them here by law. You're supposed to give it to me. And every bottle has it. They got a whole trash can full of these from all the idiots going in and getting the shots. We're going to go to break. Please support the transmission. Spread the word about the broadcast. They're going to pull the plug on it this afternoon, getting basically half off on PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. The free shipping on the ProPures will end this afternoon on the high-quality water filters, lowest price out there with promo code WATER. You get 10% off. Well, now you get free shipping. That ends today. It's going to end. I extended it. It's going to end today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Several months back, I started taking your Nason Iodine and your Super Meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Your products are great. I use DNA Force. I use X2.
Thank you.
Super Male Vitality and Lung Cleanse. Every day, they're great stuff.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nason Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder, I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
Dash 2, just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.